I do agree that the notice to appear is a notice to appear for the purposes of securing jurisdiction, and therefore I will find against you, Mr. Ryan. Mr. Ryan, I will, however, note your objection for the record. So moving on, do you now acknowledge at least the receipt of this document that purports to be a notice to appear?
I've got it.
And is your client's name correctly spelled on the notice to appear?
Is it? Yeah.
Yes.
Looks good.
She's drinking. She's finishing her mouthful of Chardonnay, Mr. Ryan. Okay.
It's a full service court.
It is open bar court. Mr. Ryan, have you explained at the bar, did you explain to your client the purpose of these removal proceedings and her rights in these removal proceedings so I do not have to do so further?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
Would you waive any of my reading of the notice to appear and just plead directly on her behalf?
So waived.
And how do you plead to the, there are four allegations in this notice to appear. How would you plead to these allegations?
I deny them all.
Okay. And to the charge under 212A6A, little I?
We deny the charge, Your Honor.
Okay. And is there a country that you would designate if I do find that removal becomes necessary?
We decline, Your Honor.
Okay. To the Department of Homeland Security, do you have any evidence to support the allegations in the four listed allegations in this notice to appear that have been denied by Mr. Ryan?
Yes, Your Honor. The department has the I-213, which I am serving on counsel and will bring up to the court with your permission.
Yes, you may do so. Thank you very much. Mr. Ryan, how much time do you need to examine this new document?
What is that, 2021, Your Honor? I know. An extensive amount of time.
Okay. Are you requesting a continuance so that you can examine this document?
Your Honor, I am requesting a continuance for the purpose of reviewing the I-213.
And how long do you need?
I would need 2 weeks.
Well, I do have a setting in 2026. Will that work for your client?
Just the same. Yeah, that works the same.
Does that work for DHS?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Under the circumstances, I will grant a continuance for the purpose of examining the I-213 until 2026. Is there anything further for you or your respondent today, Mr. Ryan?
Nothing further for the respondent, Your Honor.
How about for DHS?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. So that being the matter being continued, we are now off the record. So that's as easy as it gets, really. Like, I At Javier's urging, I was going to be nastier to Mr. Ryan
because
he wanted. I mean, you're going to be the judge next.
There's some judges. There's a judge, particularly in Houston, that doesn't. You go. He sees you hesitate. Counselor, I ask you a question. Can you please answer? Well, how do you plead? Right, and he's like, he wants to move you really fast, and your job as the advocate is to slow things down. And it's okay to say, "I need a second, Your Honor, to review this."
Which Jonathan?
Yeah.
Did?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta like do this jujitsu stuff, you know? Until
and you know, it's so funny. This shouldn't be our job to do this, but it sometimes is to just kind of diffuse tension in the hearing. And one way that, you know, you can do that is unlike Jonathan, who otherwise was exemplary, is to explain why you are doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I am doing this to preserve the record. I leave it to the court to decide, but I need to preserve the record. It is my job. I have to do this. And most of the time, most of the judges I'm before, they get it. You know, it's not, I'm not trying to... this isn't for the purposes of delay, but in the interest of due process.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Now, Jonathan, even though we called him up here, is a bit of a cheat because I know he's done this before. Maybe not lately, but I know he definitely has done this before. But
since the Obama administration,
it is easy to get flustered, Jonathan, given that you have done it before. Do you have like any reflections on like being hesitant in or just, you know, trying to do what you have to do, like object or say this is not an NTA, or this is the without causing too much trouble?
Mic got turned. That's certainly an issue. No matter how experienced you are, when you're sitting in the chair, and you got all, and you can hear the quiet of the room. I mean, yeah, it's hard not to feel the bead of sweat or a bit of anxiety. But I think the more you practice, the more you do it, the less that impacts you. You know, I think it's at its worst when you just don't know the people, and the more that you know the people, and the more familiarity you have with the space, obviously, just. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of acclimatization.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because you objected that the it was not a notice to appear, right?